or survivalseedbank.com.
Arm's Length Reporting, for investors who want the whole story. This is the Cortland Economics Report.
Okay, starting the second hour of the weekend edition of the Cortland Economics Report. Time now, Cortland. Appreciate you joining me. I'm going to take a little different tact in this section. We're talking with some company execs, but you know what? We're talking about really political issues and social issues. And the reason I'm doing that is I think it's very, very important, for lack of better terms, to get a perspective from people who are involved in the resource industry. I mean, do they agree with the mainstream, or maybe I should say with the more conventional business people? And I'm chatting right now with Yale Simpson. Yale is, you know, no stranger to our guests. He's been involved in the show in our show ever since day one. I've known Yale for over 25 years. He's the chairman of a couple of very, very successful mining companies, Extore Gold and Exeter Resources. And I've asked Yale if he would comment on some of the things that our listeners are saying on our blog. And I have to tell you, I truly, truly appreciate the comments that are coming in from all you guys, David, Jerry, Matt, Anthony, Dirk, etc., all of you guys. I don't mean to leave out names, but for lack of better terms, one of the hot buttons right now that we're talking about on the blog is the taxation system in the United States. And, you know, the taxation system has to be revamped down here purely and simply because we have such a huge deficit. And it's interesting when you compare the taxation in the United States on the individuals and on corporations to the taxation in Canada. You know, people talk about Canada being a socialistic country, which I believe is totally untrue. People talk about the Canadians pay exorbitant taxes, et cetera, et cetera. Well, Yale, you can make some comments on that I think are going to open some people's eyes.
Yeah, I'm going to be as diplomatic as I can be here. Because
you have to.
because I'm not about to be the champion for you know, I notice in the U.S., and of course, being a Canadian, and I, you know, as much as our companies are listed in the U.S., I spend a lot of time in the U.S., and I must say most of my typical investors in the U.S., I can tell you how they vote. They're all staunch Republicans. If you mention the word Obama, I get a whole tirade of feedback on that, and I say, God, I shouldn't even mention the name.
Mm-hmm.
And so I tend to avoid that. I can tell you how I would vote if I was in the U.S., but that's my personal view.
Sure.
Anyway, with respect to what I'm always astounded as a Canadian is Canadians, in terms of the happiness factor, are an amazingly happy lot. Okay, and if I talked to so many of my friends in the U.S. who are all capitalists to the nth degree, and many of them are libertarians.
But we all are.
Yeah,
right.
They would say, Al, kind of, why are you so happy for as a socialist, bunch of socialists? How come you guys are so happy? And how come you've got this boat of yours? And I say to them, well, it's because I don't pay the tax you pay.
Mm-hmm.
And which almost always they stand back and say, well, what do you mean by that? And I said, well, in Canada, the people who have money are the people who have made money by investing their capital, okay, capitalists.
Mm-hmm.
And in Canada, if you buy a share today and you sell it next week, it's treated as a capital gain, which means that you have half the taxation payable because they take 50% of that gain and say that's yours, and the other 50% goes on to your taxable income. And because our marginal tax rates for the richest person out there is about 44%, the maximum tax I'm paying on a capital gain by buying and selling shares is 22%.
Mm-hmm.
That includes provincial and federal combined.
Now, are we talking short-term and long-term?
Yeah. Now, if you are a stock trader and that's all you do,
mm-hmm.
you can get caught up in a position where the government would look at you and say, you're a stock trader.
Yeah.
But for your average person, which includes me, and I have investments in many companies, I am not a professional trader. And it's a capital gain.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Now, similarly on my home, if I finally say I've had enough in this house, we're selling the house, taking the cash, and I'm going to travel the world on my Winnebago or whatever, then that's just my money. It's the capital gain on your house is yours, and the government doesn't try to get it anyway. It's all yours. So most of my friends and most of the wealthy people in Canada, and I'm not saying I'm wealthy, but many of the people I know are, we face a maximum tax rate of 22%. Now, we do have an HST, which is a sales tax, and that's another 12%. So that sits out there. But that's I'm happy paying a consumption tax because at least I got the money to spend. So I look at it, and our corporation tax rate, I may not have it quite right here, but as a small business, I think under $400,000 a year in earnings. So if you're a small businessman, you pay about 18% tax. That's what you pay. Maximum tax, a combined federal and provincial.
Yeah.
Well, holy hell, that's good if you're a grocer. Only 18% tax. I don't even know whether I want to cheat on that basis, because 18% is pretty good.
Yeah.
If you're a corporation, and you compare a Canadian corporation to a U.S. corporation, I saw an article recently, and I may have the numbers wrong, but Canadian corporations, you know, the bigger corporations pay mid-40% tax rate. And the Canadian companies are high 20s. And the Canadians are saying we're going to drop our tax rate further. We want to drop it further from a corporate point of view. So this very overtaxed Canadian environment, which is kind of linked with the socialism factor, it doesn't compute, which is why many Canadians are really happy. Okay, we've got it pretty good. Now, we couldn't tell you what's in our Constitution particularly, because we don't get motivated by that. We haven't gone through the same history as the U.S. Okay, so we don't get fixated on that. You know, I guess we have a Constitution. I guess we must have. Whereas in the U.S., you could recite the Constitution. So it's very interesting that, and it, as well, we tend to trust our politicians somewhat more. Okay? So it's really interesting, the fact that, you know, people talk about the Canadians and the public health. I don't need to go down to talk about the health system. I don't need. That's another factor. If I don't pay anything for my health up here, I can go and share a hospital room. And if I want really, really good care, I go to the U.S.
Yeah.
Just pay more money and I get it.
Sure.
Because I don't hold like a waiting list. There you go.
I find it really interesting that, number one, I think there are some misconceptions about doing business in Canada versus doing business in the United States. And I also think there are some misconceptions in terms of the taxation structure, pardon me, for lack of better terms, in Canada and in the United States. But I think what's important is, you know, we've got this country that, I mean, I can walk out in the street and look across the water, and I'm looking at Canada, and I spend a fair amount of time in Canada. You know, I love it up there. But I wonder sometimes, you know, let's forget about absolute tax rates, et cetera, but let's just talk about, you know, and we've only got a couple minutes here, but, you know, it's important to consider that you guys are doing a lot of things really right. I mean, on my capital gains, I'm going to pay 30%, okay? Long term, no. But on short term capital gains, I'm going to pay 30%. If I sell a home, okay, aside from one time, I'm going to have to pay capital gains on the profit on that home, okay? And it goes on and on and on. Now, Mike, you know, the interesting thing that I think all you guys out there and gals ought to ponder, sorry, Lynn, I think the thing that all you that you guys and ladies need to ponder out there is, with the amount of money that the U.S. government needs, okay, to basically get us out of this deficit, that's going to cause some changes in taxes. It has to, okay, purely and simply. But having said that, if you look at the economies of both Canada and the United States, I have to tell you, the economy of Canada is much, much sounder than our economy is down here at the current time. Okay, the banking system is much sounder in Canada than it is down here. Why did that happen? And you know what? I think that that really, really merits some thought on the part of our listeners. And you know what I would like? Come on the blog. All you have to do is go to our homepage, you know, click on comments. Let me know what you guys think. It's very, very important to me, and I will pass everything on to all of our listeners. Hey, Yale, thank you so much for your time, buddy.
Hey, great talking to you.
Will I have garlic breath after I take Ali C?
We get that question all the time about the world's best garlic extract, Ali C. And the answer is, Ali C contains stabilized allicin, nature's antimicrobial agent, and the active ingredient in crushed garlic, but will not give you garlic breath. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies, using low doses of allicin greatly reduces the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Our powerful Ali C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin. Just one tablet of Ali C is equivalent to 40 garlic cloves. It's effective against asthma, MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections, and helps lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. Plus, it's a natural mosquito repellent. Boost resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali C. For more information and to order Ali C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 877-888-7126 or garlichealthproducts.com. Fight back with Ali C.
As many people know, ever since President Nixon took us off the gold standard, the U.S. dollar has been devaluing. What people don't know, however, is how this directly affects your personal finances. Is there a way to protect your portfolios from losing value? The answer to all of this is gold and silver. They both have maintained their purchasing power for 6,000 years. If you had $100,000 in cash and $100,000 in gold and silver back in 1913 and kept them until now, your cash would have the buying power of only $4,800. But your gold and silver would have the buying power of $3 million. The answer to protecting your assets is simple. Call John Ballman today at 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Get all your questions answered before your money is worth zero. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Take action today while we still accept paper dollars for gold. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 169.
He looks 5 years younger.
He doesn't fall asleep at his desk like he used to.
He no longer drinks those energy drinks all day.
He used to be gloomy. Now he's upbeat.
He obviously has lost weight.
He's now drinking Moringa in the Morning from BigJoe.us. Moringa is a delicious, all-organic, 100% bioavailable blend from the Miracle Moringa tree, considered by many to be the most nutrient-rich plant ever discovered. Moringa in the Morning will suppress cravings for junk food and energy drinks and make you feel like a kid again. Drink Moringa in the Morning, available from BigJoe.us. That's BigJoe.us. Vibrant health is just a click or call away at BigJoe.us or 800-503-0515. 800-503-0515. That's 800-503-0515. Drink Moringa in the Morning.
Spring and a new growing season are here. Plan a healthy garden easy and fast with OrganicaSeed.com. Easy because OrganicaSeed.com offers one of the largest online selections of organic, heirloom, non-hybrid, and untreated seeds, as well as tobacco and cotton seeds at low prices. Go to OrganicaSeed.com, spelled OrganicaSeed.com. OrganicaSeed.com. Remember, OrganicaSeed is healthy seed.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Okay, welcome back. You're listening to the second hour of the weekend edition of the Corlin Economics Report. I'm Al Corlin. Appreciate you joining me. In this hour, we talk more about companies, thanks to requests from people like Jed Davis. I'll tell you, Jed, you're not going to let it lie, but you know what? A lot of our listeners are very, very happy that you started bugging me about chatting with more companies, so that's what we're doing. I am talking right now with a new sponsor. The company is Soho Resources, and I met Ralph Shearing, the president of the company, back at the Chicago Resource Expo. We did do an introductory video on Soho that you guys can watch if you go to YouTube, but I wanted to put Soho in front of all of you folks in terms of our listening audience, because I think these guys got to have some interesting potential. Why do I say that? Well, I say it, number one, because Ralph has got a tremendous amount of experience in this industry. He is a geologist. He's running the company from a technical standpoint, and he's doing a very, very good job. I introduced the company to my friends at the Encompass Fund back in Chicago, Marshall Beryl and Malcolm Gissen. They were both very, very impressed with it. I'm impressed to the point where, and I have to say this in the interest of full disclosure, within about a week or 2 weeks, I will be investing in this company, so you know that's going to happen. They are sponsors on our website. So if you want more information, just click on their banner. Don't construe this as being investment advice, because I am highly, highly prejudiced, and that's why I'm putting $9 or $10 grand into this company, because I think it really has some potential. So for what it's worth, you know, remember, a Big Al is not arm's length in this case. Ralph, thanks so much for joining me. I appreciate it.
Thank you very much, Al. I appreciate the chance to talk.
Let's start out talking a little bit about your background, first of all, and then let's get into the company.
Sure. Well, I'm a geologist. I graduated out of the University of British Columbia in 1982, and I've been practicing my profession in mineral exploration ever since. So I've got about 30 years of exploration development experience. And then I've got around 25 years experience in managing public companies. I formed my first public company 25 years ago, and have been working in this industry ever since.
Pretty exciting industry. Okay, let's talk now a little bit about Soho. You are actively involved in Mexico. Talk about the assets down there.
Well, we started in Mexico quite some time ago looking around for projects and came across what I considered to be a very, very good project called the Tahuehuetl Project, located in northwestern Durango. Since we acquired it, we've spent quite a bit of money on it, around $20 million. We've delivered two resources out of it, and we've delivered a preliminary economic assessment that's came in quite robust, very good economic numbers. Shows this project can quite likely be built into a mine. We've got work to do to get it there, which is take it through the pre-feasibility and feasibility studies. So we're underway now on the data collection on the pre-feasibility stage for Tahuehuetl. It's a polymetallic project. Primarily, the main paying asset is gold. So it's gold, silver, copper, lead, and zinc. And our resource is substantial, around 12 million tons. The economic numbers work out very, very well. Looking at the conservative numbers for metal prices, calculated around, I think, August of 2010, we have a 31% net present value. 31% internal rate of return with $110 million net present value. That's really just on the resource that we've discovered so far. There's a lot more to find on this project. So we're excited about what we've got, and we're working our way through it. Actually, if you take a look at the current numbers, we did a run on the preliminary economics again, I think around February, and we came up with about a 51% internal rate of return and a $300 million net present value. So quite robust, strong numbers. And we believe we can push this thing through to a mine decision in the next year and a half to 2 years.
Okay, the second asset is?
So the second project now is a new project we acquired about a year and a half ago. We have actually just this year opened it up. We rehabilitated access roads into it. We're exploring it now. It's a high-grade silver project. And it has excellent numbers over considerable widths. We have zones up to 10 meters wide. They're carrying great silver numbers with a little bit of gold and some good base metals in lead and zinc. And we've been sampling it underground and on surface, and we actually have just mobilized a drill in. In fact, it arrived on the weekend, and they are now getting ready to set up on site to start to drill out some of these targets. And in particular, there's one real long structure is about 3 kilometers long that we know of so far. And on the northern, northwestern end of that, we have two zones. They're separated about 700 meters apart, where there's old artisanal underground workings. The locals tried to mine it, but ran into problems with sulfide ores. And we've sampled those, looked at them, great numbers, and we're going to be drilling those two zones, and then based on the success of that initial drill program, continue to drill it and try to bring out our first resource on that towards the end of this year. So pretty active on both projects, just getting them up and running again after the recession, and we're out seriously marketing the company. We've been doing quite a bit of work, which you know, while we were down in Chicago, we've been there, and we've attended the conference in San Francisco, so we're actively promoting the company in a fairly aggressive way, and I'm on my way to Europe tomorrow, which is the 17th of May, and doing about a week-long tour over there, introducing to the community in Europe. So we're really busy. We've got lots going on, and we think we've got a great shot at bringing some good value into the company over the next coming months.
Ralph, I guess the initial question that I and I think a lot of our listeners would have, I know the answer to this, but obviously our listeners don't, and that is capital. You're planning on doing an awful lot of work down there. I believe that in the short to midterm, you guys are fully capitalized. Am I correct?
We're capitalized for the programs we've got going now.
Which is what I'm...
We'll be needing to raise more money within the next couple of months, and I'm actively working on that and making good progress on that. So we expect to raise additional funds within 2 months, and we'll be able to continue working the projects based on the success of that raise.
Last question, why Mexico?
Well, Mexico is a great country to be working in. It's mining friendly. It's got a very well-trained workforce in mining. They've been mining down there for years and years and years. And, you know, Mexico is probably the number one silver producer in the world. It trades off with Peru once in a while, but I think right now they're number one. So very well-mineralized areas, especially in the Sierra Madres where we're working, and very well-trained workforce and a receptive government that wants mines to be produced.
Well, I know that
they can produce it.
Yeah, I know that in terms
Sorry,
of
it, I'll go ahead.
I know that in terms of the support that you're getting from the governments in Mexico, it is significant. The mining industry is incredibly important to Mexico, and we're not just talking about the state level. I mean, I have to believe that state officials down in Durango, where you guys are working, are totally 100% behind what you're doing. But I know that the federal government is also there. The mining industry provides a tremendous amount of employment in Mexico, number one, and number two, the infrastructure, the added infrastructure that companies like Soho put in there in terms of, you know, in terms of roads, in terms of power, in terms of, interestingly enough, from a social standpoint, in improvements to the educational system by building schools in the area, et cetera. I mean, this is an industry that people, that the Mexican either state or federal governments do not want to see go away. All right, if you want more information on Soho, simply click on their banner. Again, do not construe this as investment advice. Neither Ralph or I are registered investment advisors. We're just telling you what we're doing. Big Al's going to be right back.
To find out more about today's guests, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Cortland Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.
Extend your life.
My name's John. I've been having problems with my blood pressure for years. My doctor's tried everything without much success. I heard about Extendivite from a friend and thought, why not give it a try? It's been 3 months now, and my doctor's very pleased with how my blood pressure's finally coming down. I have a lot more energy than I've had in a long time. It's working for me.
For 12 years now, I've been helping people. My name is Don Wiskin, and I want you to know Extendivite works. If you're looking for more energy, or just want to be as healthy as you can, now is the time to join the growing list of real people benefiting from Extendivite. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
What if you could enjoy a refreshing cigarette without worrying about your health? Great news! Now you can enjoy everything you love about a cigarette without everything you hate. It's called the VaporMate e-cig, and it's made by Smokeaway, so you know it's good. VaporMate utilizes patented microelectronic technology that mixes rich tobacco flavor with harmless water vapor. It tastes like a cigarette, smokes like a cigarette, and best of all, it calms you down like a cigarette should. And if you call in the next 30 minutes, we'll give you your VaporMate e-cig kit valued at $129 free. No more secondhand smoke, smelly clothes, hacking and coughing. Just the great flavor and calming sensation of a real cigarette you can smoke anywhere. Claim your VaporMate when you get your tobacco-flavored filters free. A $129 value, yours free. Imagine the money you'll save each month. But you must call now.
Call 888-444-6625. That's 888-444-6625. Again, 888-444-6625.
Love gardening but don't love seeing your hard work destroyed by wildlife? Then use the number one most effective deer and rabbit repellent you can buy, PlantSkid. PlantSkid repellent protects gardens, trees, and landscaping by emitting an odor that browsing animals associate with predators. So animals avoid plants before they nibble, not after. PlantSkid is made in the U.S. from non-toxic, 100% organic, environment, and pet-friendly ingredients. Other repellents wash off in the rain. Not PlantSkid. It's guaranteed to outlast all other repellents. PlantSkid was the first animal repellent to be OMRI listed organic and now comes in liquid spray, powder concentrate, or easy-to-use granular. Just sprinkle around your garden. For proven protection from deer, rabbits, squirrels, and other small rodents, use PlantSkid. Member tested and recommended by the National Home Gardening Club. Find a dealer near you at PlantSkid.com. That's PlantSkyd.com. Ask about our new bull repellent when you call 800-252-6051. That's 800-252-6051. PlantSkid. Proven plant protection. Guaranteed. Or your money back.
GCN listeners, why have you been hearing so much about Dermatol, the all-natural, all-purpose first aid spray? Because it's the must-have first aid product you need in your preparedness kit. Dermatol is made in America by Americans who know there's a more affordable, natural way to treat cuts, burns, bites, rashes, shingles, boils, and many other skin problems. Dermatol is gentle enough for diaper rash, powerful enough for bed sores, and harmless to the eyes and mouth. It's great for the whole family, even your family pets. Dermatol is antimicrobial, antifungal, antiviral, and not diminished by freezing, extreme heat, or years in storage. Dermatol is an absolute must for any first aid or preparedness kit. Dermatol's soothing, rapid restoration of injured skin is so effective, it's guaranteed. Order yours today. Call 800-217-6677. 800-217-6677. That's 800-217-6677. Efficient, economical, effective. Spray it all with Dermatol.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Okay, back to wrap up the show in two segments this time instead of just one. I am chatting right now with Del Steiner, who is the president of Premium Exploration. Interest of full disclosure, Big Al has to say that I do own stock in Premium Exploration. But we're also, in addition to talking with Del, we're chatting with former Governor Cecil Andrus. Governor Andrus was the governor of the state of Idaho and then went on to become the Secretary of the Interior. So it's great to chat with both of you guys. Thank you so much.
Thank you. I'm real pleased to be on your program.
I want to start out, Governor, if you don't mind, and just if you could take a couple of minutes and tell our listeners a little bit about your background and your involvement in the mining industry.
Well, I'm a lumberjack and a political accident. Although I did serve 14 years as governor of the state of Idaho, longer than anyone else, and was the first Idahoan to be in the presidential cabinet. Now, having been raised in this part of the world, I'm intimately familiar with the mining industry. It was always one of the mainstays of the economy of the state of Idaho. And in my tenure as Secretary of the Interior, the minerals and metals throughout America were under the guidance of the Interior Department. So I've got a background in the natural resource industries and the extractive industries, and I know the importance of both.
Well, they are really important. You know, I got involved really from an emotional standpoint initially in the Silver Valley up around Wallace, Kellogg, in that area quite a while ago, and am a member right now, I guess, in absentia of the Silver Valley Mining Association. And then I visited the premium properties, interestingly enough, when Dell and I were just a couple of kids. That was about 25 years ago, and I'm really excited to hear about what's to watch the involvement of that particular company, because it looks like we may have a mining district on our hands. But before we get into that, I would really like to learn and have our listeners be aware of a couple things. One is the history of the mining industry in the state of Idaho and how the state treats the mining industry, because that's really important. You know, the mining industry is an example it's really flourishing in Nevada because they have some significant support, but it's not really flourishing in California because they don't have any significant support from the state. There are more roadblocks than anything else. So, Governor, what's going on in Idaho?
Well, very quickly, I would just have to say that the precious metals market is now at an all-time high, and that generates a lot of enthusiasm for areas that may not have been profitable before. But mining has always been profitable in Idaho. Gold was first discovered in the Orofino Creek area in the early 1860s, then in Idaho City, then where Dell and Premium are now doing their test drilling in the Elk City area. And other, those were all very valuable and viable mining districts, and have been for many years. You mentioned the Silver Valley. Just east of Coeur d'Alene, Idaho, more than 2 billion, now not million, but 2 billion ounces of silver have been taken out of that area, as well as thousands of tons of lead, zinc, antimony, and other, and gold always as a byproduct. So it's important. There's a difference in the best management practices in the mining industry as we know them today than they were in the 1860s. Now, yeah, there was some environmental degradation back in the early days of the industry, but as we have progressed and the industry has progressed, that has been taken care of. For example, the cobalt mine at near Salmon, Idaho, it's just been completely permitted and ready to go, and they're going into the construction phase just as soon as the snow is off. Molybdenum, another one. The phosphate mines in southeastern Idaho with many of the areas. It's a very important part of the industry, and we created an environment in which they could flourish.
Governor, how important to the state of Idaho from an employment standpoint, and other sources, other sources of revenue, is the mining industry?
Well, I can't give you off the top of my head the total number of employees right now, but when you look at Hecla Mines headquartered in Coeur d'Alene, you look at Coeur d'Alene Mines headquartered in Coeur d'Alene, you look at the industry, as I said, in the Silver Valley, the cobalt mine that I just mentioned is a new venture that'll employ 200, create 200 new jobs with known resources ready to carry it beyond 10 years period of time. Those are good paying jobs. They're not service jobs. They're not cooking hamburgers at a fast food joint. They're jobs that are created to where you can support your family and your children. So the mining industry, like the timber industry and others, have been very, very important and continue to be important.
Yeah.
You say, why do they flourish here? Because we recognize that, and they have stepped up and met the environmental challenges of today, like Dell and his people in the area of Elk City. That's a sensitive environmental area, yet they're in the drilling process to determine the viability of the future of it. But the mining industry meets those challenges, And where they can't, they won't do it.
You know, Dale, I'm a little curious as to when I first went to the Elk City area way back when, it was an interesting situation in that there were environmental concerns. There were challenges that had to be met. What specifically do you and your staff do in order to meet those challenges?
Well, the primary thing to do is to always meet those or attack any problems that are foreseeable early on and make provision for them going forward. Why junior exploration companies get run afoul of the environmental lobbies and people in the state of Idaho is that they recognize a problem after it's already been created and is causing a problem, and then try to cure it, and it becomes a wholly emotional issue instead of a rules issue. The environment in both United States criteria and the state of Idaho criteria is totally rule controlled. And if you use those rules and start the day you arrive on the property adhering to those rules, there will be delays and there will be challenges by the usual suspect environmental groups, but it makes everything flow easier. And that's one of the things that we do and have done is we don't try to hide anything. We take on any environmental questions right from the kickoff, hire the best people we can hire, independent consultants and contractors to deal with environmental issues so that it's all up front, complete transparency, and then it's just a matter of doing the highest and best mining practices to meet the environmental regulations. And that's what actually the protection for the people of the state of Idaho is they can hold us to the highest and best standards, and that's our intent also.
You know, I really get a bang out of you know, articles that would appear in the daily media on some occasions. I know the New York Times, regarding the mining industry, the New York Times ran a three-part series about 5 or 6 years ago telling how the mining industry absolutely was raping the earth, et cetera, et cetera. And I went back and did a rebuttal on that, and we had some executives actually involved in mines all around the world, respond to some of the comments that the New York Times made, and boy, you talk about emotional, you talk about not really based in fact. It was really interesting. Hey, you guys stick around. Big Al's going to be back with Governor Cecil Andrus and Del Steiner. Be right back.
Nine years, thousands of clients worldwide, amazing results. And here's more proof of the effectiveness of how Heart and Body Extract supports good circulation and healthy arterial flow.
My name is Crystal. I'm a 45-year-old and live in Houston, Texas. I was diagnosed with having mitral valve prolapse 10 years ago. My cardiologist said surgery and drugs was the only thing he could offer me.
What did Crystal do?
I ordered Heart and Body Extract in August 2006. When I first took my first 15 drops, I embraced the formula and could even feel the goodness of the formula starting to work.
Clean, clear arteries are happy arteries after using Heart and Body Extract. Learn more at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. HB Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Do you worry? Worried about gas prices or rising food costs? How about the incredible shrinking grocery? Are you looking for a way to supplement your food dollars, increase your nutrition, and prepare for an uncertain future? Would you like all of this to be free? Well, do we have an answer for you? Wild Edible Food. Author Linda Runyon spent many years learning to eat off the grid and many more refining her methods. When she retired from that life, she became dedicated to passing her knowledge on to people just like you. Let Linda show you how to add nutrition, stretch your food dollar, and depend less on established food supply channels. Go to ofthefield.com and take advantage of the same materials that groups, schools, camps, and churches are using to solve some of the problems you may be worried about. Or call 1-888-EAT-FREE. That's ofthefield.com. Or call 1-888-513-2837 and take a big step toward peace of mind.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Okay, welcome back here to wrap up the show with my buddy Del Steiner and my new friend, actually a gentleman who I've respected for many, many years, former governor of the state of Idaho, former secretary of the Interior, Cecil Andrus. Governor Andrus, I have a question for you, and that is, there is talk right now about changing some federal statutes, which will involve taxation on the net profits of the mining industry of mines located in the United States. A lot of people are saying this is going to kill the mining industry. Other people are saying, well, you know, we don't think so. What does an expert like Cecil Andrus think?
I think that there is going to be a royalty on the minerals that are extracted from public lands. There's no question about that in the future, and I think it should be, as long as it's a fair situation. Now, on the gross profits of the mining industry, that's in the federal realm of taxation. They pay taxes now, but I don't see any change there. I do see a change in the royalty aspect.
And is that going to be detrimental in your mind to the mining industry? And if so, why?
If you go at it with a meat axe, you can destroy an industry.
Yeah, that's right.
That's not what the three of us are talking about right
no,
now. We're
no.
talking about a fairness situation.
Yeah. And okay, so basically it would be a win-win. I mean, Lord knows the country really needs to increase its revenues. But, you know, I mean, I'm thinking, I would agree with you. Yeah, if it's sensible, I don't think it's going to be detrimental necessarily to the mining industry.
And you will find that the major interest, for example, Dennis Wheeler of Coeur d'Alene Mines,
yeah,
that you're probably familiar with.
Sure.
Dennis would be a good one for you to interview on that because he sees the fairness part. But by the same token, you can't sit idly by and let a company like General Electric make $4.5 billion in net profits and pay zero tax.
Hey, I got to tell you, we could get into that. We could really get into that one. I'm with you 1,000%, and that's something that I totally do not understand. Let's switch subjects a little bit, and let's talk about, you know, you guys are two acknowledged experts, well-known experts in the area of precious metals. I am curious. I am very, very bullish on the continuing upward movement in prices of both gold and silver. Del, let's start with you. What do you think?
I am a firm believer that they're going to continue up
Also, albeit there will be corrections, as we always have in these markets, straight up always comes straight down. So
yeah.
it's better that they move in an orderly fashion. But I think that trajectory is going to be up for the near and midterm future. As we know, the metals are the only true value of wealth that we have at this point in time. The rest of things are measured in fiat currencies like the dollar that a lot of the public is starting to lose faith in due to the mishandling of our currencies and our economies and the debt that we're incurring worldwide. So I think as a balance, the metals are the balance to that. It's interesting, you know, even back in history, we had copper coins as currency of the Roman Empire, et cetera. And look at the price of copper right now. It's
sure.
$4.30 or so a pound. It becomes a measure in and of itself. You don't have to carry 20 pounds of it to carry a, or to buy a loaf of bread anymore. It's starting to have real, intrinsic value as well as the industrial value.
Kathy and I buy silver rounds, you know, for the exact, I mean, to following the argument that you just gave for copper. It's just, I think it's a sensible thing to do to have a certain amount of your capital involved in that, just as a hedge, for lack of better terms, insurance against, you know, potential currency collapse, whatever. But Governor Anderson, in terms of the future of the price of both gold and silver, what are your thoughts on that, sir?
Well, basically, I would say to you, following what Dell has just said, the key to it is to what the industry really generates in itself. Keep the speculators on Wall Street out of it. You know, the Hunt brothers' history. We know
sure.
Where your speculation on silver and it went crazy and then fell to the basement.
Mm.
No, there. It. I would say you asked the question: how will it continue to grow? I think you're going to see the graph flatten a little bit,
mm-hmm.
and I think that's good. You know, it gives you a level now where you can enjoy some profit making and some profit taking, as
yeah.
you should. And you're going to see that graph, instead of being as steep as it's been for the last couple 3 years, you're going to see it flatten a little bit, but it will continue to gain at a lesser percentage level. And again, I think that benefits the industry.
You know, a current price is roughly $35, $36 an ounce silver and roughly $1,500 an ounce gold. The interesting thing about that is number one, I think given what's going on right now, I think that's perhaps still a little bit low, but let's say it's not. Let's say that's okay. You know, at those levels, number one, the silver miners can do very, very well. You know, there's a real incentive for those folks, because at $35, $36 silver, there's some pretty good profits to be had for the mining, you know, for the companies involved, and obviously for the shareholders of those companies. And in terms of gold, in my humble opinion, it's exactly the same. You know, you got some real profits when you have $1,500 an ounce gold. I mean, I wasn't concerned back when we were trading around $600 or $700 an ounce on gold. I'm very heavily involved in the mining industry as an investor, and I have to tell you, I wasn't at all concerned, because virtually every company that I was involved in was profitable at $450. So, I mean, it's even better today. Guys, have any comments?
Well, let me give you an example in the silver area.
Mm-hmm.
The Rochester mine, the Coeur d'Alene mine for the Coeur mine Rochester in Nevada, they're going back now. Now, still working in the same permitted footprint and mining some of the areas that they had stepped over in the early years of it because there was a lesser volume of silver per ton.
Mm-hmm.
Now they're able to go back and reclaim all of that and continue the employment of about 250 miners in Pershing County there. With their other holdings throughout America, I wouldn't be surprised at this price to see that particular company enjoy $500 million of cash at the end of the calendar year.
Mm-hmm.
So there are areas that you can mine today with the prices that we have and provide the employment and the protection of the environment that you couldn't when it was $16 an ounce.
Well, let me ask you about both of you this. In terms of the potential impact of the mining industry on the state of Idaho, and I bring this up only because from an investment standpoint, you know, the silver mines in Idaho at one time were very, very high profile, you know, trading on the old Spokane Stock Exchange, et cetera. But you've got some pretty serious companies in there now. You know, you mentioned Scott Bending's company, Formation. You know, we're all really familiar with Premium Exploration, you know, with what you guys are doing. But how large do you think the mining industry could get in the state of Idaho?
Well, I would say to you that it may not be as large as the old heydays of it, but it will continue to be a substantial contribution to the overall economy. And I think that's as it should be. But you're going to see a disbursement of that wealth across the state into other areas mm-hmm. of the economy. So the contributions will continue to be substantial. You look at, let's take the Silver Valley example again, the Bunker Hill area. Those resources are starting to be looked at again. Lucky Friday Mine, Hecla's, they've just gone to another depth. They extend that for another 10 years.
Wow.
Now, that means there will be several hundreds of more employees in the Silver Valley. You take in Delzellia there, depending upon how his future drilling, and boy, if it continues to be as attractive as what the early drilling is, and we would hope it would be for Dell's sake
sure.
and his company and the shareholders, there could be several hundred employees right there. In the Lemhi County that I referred you talk about Formation Metals out of Toronto and Formation Capital, their wholly owned subsidiary.
Mm-hmm.
That's 200-plus employees.
Yeah.
It just goes on and on and on.
Very, very interesting the impact that the mining industry can have on the state of Idaho. Governor Andrews, thank you so much for your time. Del Steiner, thank you so much. You guys, hope you enjoyed the show. We're going to be back next week.
The Corlin Economics Report is produced for A.B. Corlin and Associates. Opinions expressed on this program are intended solely for the entertainment of our listeners, do not constitute investment advice, and are not necessarily those of this network, radio station, or our sponsors. Find out more about this program and today's guests by visiting www.kereport.com. For Al Corlin, this is Colleen Robbins. Join us again next week for the Corlin Economics Report.
Hi, Ted Anderson announcing a great way to listen to radio on the telephone. By calling 760-569-7700, you'll be hearing GCNLive.com programs in seconds. Come to GCNLive.com, find your favorite host's dedicated phone number, and hear them 24/7. You heard me right, every show has a dedicated phone number. Stop by GCNLive.com and bookmark their number today. And again, that's 760-569-7700. We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.